Welcome to Traveling Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we talk with University of Kentucky Extension Forage Specialist Dr. Chris Toich about the Western Kentucky Forage Tour that's coming up Thursday of this week.
So we've got the Western Kentucky Summer Forage Tour coming up, and on these forage tours, we like to feature a farm in Western Kentucky who's just doing a great job with their forage program. And this year, we're going to have it at Michael and Stacy Palmer's farm in Alamo, Kentucky. They have a unique farm where they're grass finishing about 40 animals a year in direct marketing those animals. So there's going to be lots of things to learn at the farm.
What are some of the topics you're going to have to cover while you're there next week?
So we've got a number of different topics. We're going to have a demonstration of four different cultivars of crabgrass. Those are varieties that people can actually purchase and grow for forage. We commonly think about crabgrass as a weed, but it can actually be a productive summer forage. And Michael and Stacy use a lot of crabgrass for finishing cattle on pasture during the summer months. We've got annual ryegrass. We'll talk about that. It's not growing right now because it's a cool season annual that would plant in late summer and that it would grow through about June 1st. But we're going to talk about how they utilize that in rotation with the crabgrass. They also make annual ryegrass silage, which is kind of unique for this part of the state, and that's a very high quality and siled forage product. Michael's also been trying some green chop, and that's where he actually has pastures that can't be fenced, so he's actually chopping some forage green and then taking it to the animals to eat in a feed area. They're going to talk about how to finish beef on grass, and they're going to talk about their marketing program for grass finished beef. And then we've got a really nice summer annual demonstration where we've got strips of different summer annuals growing. We've got a mix that's real heavy on legumes. It has things like forage soybean in it, cow peas, annual espadiza, sun hemp, and then some more traditional things like pearl millet, a little bit of crabgrass, and then some forbs like turnips and sunflowers. We've got a 12-way mixture. We call it Chris's Crazy Mix that we kind of put together here at the research station that's growing that we're going to show. And then we've got strips of sorghum Sudan grass and a brown midrib pearl millet that we'll show during the field day.
You mentioned the custom feeding operation or what they're doing with the grass-fed beef. That's become a pretty popular thing, especially this year, hasn't it?
It has. I think it's gaining popularity. And I think it's important for people to see how it's done correctly. There's a lot of people that try grass finishing, but they don't quite have the right forage base to really get it done in the correct manner. So having a really high-quality forage base is absolutely essential for producing a uniform and really good-tasting product.
Something else I think you point out in the article I see here about this whole field day is, their children very involved with them on the farm too, and what they do.
They are very involved in the farm, and Stacy and Michael homeschool their kids, and they have three children that are working with them currently on the farm, and they have another son that has moved off the farm. But those kids learn a lot every day from being an active part of that farm.
And so for folks who want to come, they obviously pre-registration, you need to do that. But how's it going to work when folks come? This may be one of the few events that actually will be held on site, but it's going to be open air. But how's it going to work next week?
We are limiting pre-registration to 50 people according to the governor's mandate. And then if that pre-registration fills up, then we're asking people to call in. And our master grazer coordinator will put you on a list in case someone cancels. We're requiring that people wear a face mask and socially distance at the meeting. So that's a very important part of this field day, is that we observe those directives from the governor, and we don't make sure that no one gets sick from our field day.
And obviously people can go right to your website, the Forage website, to sign up. Is that right?
Yep, they can go to the, if they just search UKY Forages and click on the events, it's the big blue button. It's the first thing they'll see when they get on the webpage. And they can click on the Western Kentucky Summer Forage Tour, and that will take them to the registration page. And if it's full, then they can just call Carrie Janes, and her number is 270-963-8351, and she'll put you on a waiting list for the tour.
Sounds like a good opportunity to learn some good stuff about forages, obviously, and about this family, too. What a neat family. It sounds like it's going to be a chance to meet them as well.
It really is a neat farm, and one of the things that's unique about Michael and Stacy's farm is that they're not on a huge acreage, but they're a full-time farm family, and they really have kind of an integrated system. We didn't talk a lot about this in the brochure, but they've got tobacco, and then they've got their grass-finished beef operation, and every year their grass-finished beef operation is growing to be more of the total operation. So they're just good folks, and I think everyone will enjoy meeting them.
Our guest today on Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, Dr. Chris Deutsch with the University of Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.